Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 205 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, we're going to talk about the continued clicking of Melanie's USB port. It's fascinating. We're also going to talk about football because football is terrible. Why do we even like football? I don't know. We'll get over it eventually. We're also going to talk about some birthdays and some shoes and just regular things. So we hope you enjoy, and as always, we're so glad you're here with us for episode 205. Like my area code. Here we go. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Melanie was just telling me that people had let her know that they couldn't hear her little glitch in her microphone. That is because I edit them out. That is because every time it makes the noise, I make an edit, which is at times significant. But I appreciate that everybody is clearly supportive of you and the what appears to be a non-glitchy microphone.
Well, listen, my microphone, everything, it's 2020. It's doing the best it can.
Well,
I am looking into getting a new computer. It is on my radar now at this point. Uh-huh. But like my friend Holly Mathis just texted me earlier, what she knows and I had put on my list of things I want to talk about is what I really want are some new chairs in my living room. And that feels a lot more important to me than a new computer.
I'm going to tell you, your new computer feels more important to me. As the person who edits out the glitches, The new computer feels really important to me. I appreciate that you want chairs. I do appreciate that. I understand that's a lot more fun. But
I'm going to try a new mic first. I'm going to see if my microphone.
Oh,
I know.
Lord? Listen, that the last time. What?
Then I'll go get a new computer. Okay. But why not experiment with the microphone first?
Right. Well, just did it again. I trust you is what I will say. The last time it was like this, it took a real long time to edit the episode, like a really long time.
Okay. So, well, do you want me to get on a new computer, or maybe why don't we leave the clicks in and let everybody decide if they think they're distracting?
But
what if we try that?
Well, but they are distracting to me as I listen. So I have to take them out. It would be equivalent of you wearing clothes that didn't match and having to walk around like that all day. So I will take them out. I will take them out. I'll leave them in up to a point and then I'll have to take them out.
Okay. Well, or I could always go get Perry's computer and try to get on that and see if it's any better, if we want to do that.
Well, I think we need to roll with what we're doing right now, just because I have to leave in a little bit for a JV football game.
Okay.
But I appreciate the flexibility. I'm just
saying I can go get on a different computer because I can't go get a new computer today. No. And it didn't do this last time. So I thought that the problem had been fixed.
It's the most non-response to a technical issue ever. It didn't do it last time. So I have a slow drain right now in my bathroom sink. And I told David the other day, I said, I have a slow drain in my sink. And he was like, oh, okay. And I was like, no, I'm just waiting to see if it fixes itself.
Y'all just need to, there's a lot of things in my house like that. Like last night, Caroline wanted to take a bath in our bathtub. And she was like, boy, the floor is really buckled right here. And I was like, yeah. And it's like, I keep thinking, and like, it isn't going to fix itself, but I don't want to mess with that buckled floor right now. So I'm going to worry about that tomorrow.
Worry about that. Well, so So what prompted the desire for the chairs that you want instead of a computer?
Here's what it really is. The way our living room is, and we have so many more important things to talk about than this, but this was a side note, but okay. I'll just go ahead and finish. So the way our living room is, you know, it's like we have a couch and then it faces the TV and then we have two chairs. So it's great for conversation. But if we were going to have people over to like watch a game or whatever, it's like right. You have to turn those chairs around. And now we have small group every Wednesday night.
Right.
And so what I really have decided, they're like these kind of, what do you call them? Like Queen Anne type chairs. But I've decided what I really want are like swivel chairs.
Yeah.
I want like they can swivel around, like a club chair type thing. And I've already even decided I want them in like a really pretty blue velvet.
Mm.
So I have a chair in my mind is okay. I have chairs in my mind that I am wanting. Cause I'm like a swivel chair would be so much more functional.
Right.
So anyway, that's what prompted it. I still love my chairs, but and they're pretty, but I just would really like to get swivel chairs. It's pretty far down my list. Truth be told, a computer is above the chairs.
Oh, bless the Lord.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to get the chairs anytime soon because then I would have to listen to Perry talk about why are we getting rid of perfectly good chairs. So right. I'm not doing that right now. So,
okay. Well, we went looking for a new kitchen table one time and then I haven't wanted to go again because you know what? I don't like to do shop for furniture. That's what I will tell you. That's not one of my favorite things.
No.
So, but while we were looking, David saw there were two really kind of, they weren't oversized, but they were substantive kind of club chairs in a store where we were, and they swiveled, and he felt like that was a really good thing, the swivel chairs. He liked that.
Yeah. Ellie's got two swivel chairs that she bought for her living room, and that's kind of, she got those like a year ago, and that kind of got me on the thought of like, oh, that's a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, but the other day I was looking and I was like, ours are starting to look a little worn.
Yes.
And so I thought, you know, when I replace them, I would like to replace them with swivel chairs. And so I laughed because Holly, who listens to the podcast, texted me because I had texted her and said, hey, do you know of some good swivel chairs? Do you think a blue velvet would look good? And she said, I knew on the episode with your mic clicking that you wanted to tell Sophie that why you don't want to buy new computers because you have your eye on some new velvet swivel chairs. And I was like, that is 100% correct. So
help me, Holly. Help me.
Yes. But I did tell Perry last week, I said, hey, I'm going to need to get a new computer. And he was like, okay. So, I mean, we know I'm slowly working up to it. I was like this, like, I don't like when Perry gets like a new truck. I don't like new, I like change. And I know that sounds so stupid, but it's like, this computer has been good to me. We've traveled a lot of miles. We've walked a lot of life together and it's just been with me. And so it's hard for me to let go. It's hard for me to say goodbye. I'm saying.
I understand that on a logical level. I do. I'm leaving every one of these clicks in here, but as a professional podcaster,
I know. Yeah. We got him, he got a new Chromebook this week. So he got a new computer. I just haven't gotten a new computer.
Which is a real sign, isn't it? That, that you've dug in.
Yeah.
But listen, when the people hear what I'm hearing this week, we're going to, I feel like maybe it might be some forward progress. Maybe it'll be some forward progress. I'm going to start cutting them out though from here on because I can't.
Okay. All right. Well, and if you want me to try my mic and my other USB, I'll try it. I'm just saying.
What people don't know is that I told you that the new MacBooks don't have USBs and you were like, well, then I'm done. I'm at that.
Yeah. No, because I'm like that, because here's my whole thing. And this is why I asked you if you thought I could get a Chromebook, because here's what I'm tired of. And this is another rant. I'm tired of Apple. They just lure us all in with their phones and their iPads and their MacBooks and all that stuff. And then they're like, oh, we've changed. You can't use this charger with this. We've changed this port. You can't use earbuds. Oh, look, here are some AirPods that you can buy for $300. It's all a scam is what I'm telling you. And a part of me feels like I'm not buying into your non-USB. Why do you not have a USB port in your computer? That's stupid. Like, everybody, the world is USB. So like Apple, don't try to rewrite the deal, Tim Cook. Just give me my stupid USB port. And that's part of my, see,
do you have rollers in your hair and your house dress on as you're telling everybody to get off your lawn? Is that?
No, but I'm telling you, but here's what I'm telling you. Yes, I do. But what I'm telling you is like, I realize that we have to make forward progress, but sure. Why are other people not doing that? Like, why is the Chromebook still have a USB port? I don't understand why they can't just make everything consistent across the board.
Well,
so
I do not know
that. And this is me sitting in my rocking chair. I'm about to eat some soup and I need you to get off my lawn. That's what I'm telling you. I've had it. Had it.
Clicks are fine.
So it's all fine. It's like I get on Instagram, I learn Instagram, I figure out Instagram, I learn how to do stories, and now you want to give me reels on Instagram. I just have had it. Like, just stop. Just let everything be. I'm sorry. It's where I am. It's the football. I blame the football. Hey everybody, it's me, taking a quick break to tell you about KiwiCo. It's hard to believe that it's time to start thinking about Halloween, but the calendar says it's true. Here we are in October. We've had to adapt to so much change this year, and Halloween will definitely look a little bit different. But with KiwiCo hands-on science and art projects, your little trick-or-treaters have an option to being bored. They can work on one of KiwiCo's fun and innovative creative problem-solving crates delivered right to your door every month. Caroline and I made a speaker from one of the kits, and it was a great way to pass the time and do something fun and creative all at the same time. And KiwiCo has so many great kit options for all ages that cover everything from science to art to engineering. And in this age of our kids being on the computer so much of the time, I love that there is something fun that kids can do that's hands-on and creative. It helps spur their creativity and makes their little brains work in a different new way. Your child can get super cool hands-on science, art, and geography projects delivered straight to their door every month. And while they might be unable to go to fun places right now, you can bring a fun activity straight to them and something for them to do while you try to get a few things done as well. Unboxing a crate feels as exciting as receiving it, and everything they need is inside each colorful crate so your child can get started right away. We can encourage our kids to be innovators and creative thinkers, which is so important, and they won't believe what they can build and accomplish with KiwiCo. And when they're finished, you can watch their confidence be as big as their smile. With different crates for kids of all ages, there's something for every kid on your list. There's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel anytime. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. Get 30% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line at kiwico.com/bigboo. That's kiwico.com/bigboo.
Let me tell you what, it's a horrible game. Uh-huh. It's a garbage game. I don't know who came up with it, but I'm opposed to football right now. So I don't normally get super bent out of shape. Well, that's not really true. I don't get like days on end bent out of shape about football, but I'm going to tell you that this past weekend, I still have not fully recovered. Uh-huh. I understand that I didn't play in the game. Uh-huh. I understand that I wasn't present at the game. I understand that I'm not a factor at all to the Mississippi State Bulldogs and their football team. But I don't know. I did not, like, I woke up Sunday morning and I was like, oh, we still lost. Oh, but that's that just feeling. How it goes. It's how it goes.
It is how it goes. I hate, it's the hard, I think here's the whole thing. It's like the Aggies, I felt like I went in, when you go in knowing, you're like, we're not going to beat Alabama. I mean, I was aware of how Saturday was going to go. You know what I mean? Like, now, granted, hope springs eternal, because when it was tied at the end of the first quarter, I thought, well, maybe. But then even then I thought, here's what's going to happen. We're going to keep this stupid game close until the fourth quarter, and I'm going to waste my whole day watching it only to be devastated at the end.
Heartbroken.
Yes. And I really didn't want that to happen because we were having some friends over Saturday night and I was trying to get ready. So I was like, I really need to have this day free to be able to do all the stuff that I needed to do. And so it really worked out for me that then clearly by the second quarter, it was like, well, this is going to get out of hand. And so I was free to go about my day. And You know, and by then
the loss was helpful.
It was, because it was expected, and it was, and by then the Longhorns had lost to TCU. So I'm like, well, that feels like a win in some scenario in my world and whatever. So I was not watching the Mississippi State because we had people over. So I didn't know about the game until you texted at one point, which I didn't see till much later. And then Gully texted like the emoji, like she just texted like Mississippi State with like the, like, and I was like, and so that was, that's, so I didn't live through all the heartache of it. But here's what I will say. I do think Arkansas is a better team than what they have been.
I do too. I for sure do. Yeah.
That's a legitimate thing. And I do think it's really hard, I think, to come off of like a glorious, like the LSU win, which was so unexpected and so great, and then to emotionally like kind of come back to a place. So I don't think it is all a harbinger of bad things for the overall Mississippi State season is what I'm going to say.
I agree. And I think that we will bounce back and all of that. It was just, it was, somebody came, and of course everybody wanted to talk about it at work today.
Of course.
But it was like, it was just like the high, like the highest high and then just the lowest low. It was.
Yeah.
So, but it is what it is. I haven't even really read much about the game. And I will say mercifully, so Saturday was my birthday. And
yes. Well,
David made plans for us to go to dinner and didn't know that our game was at 6:30. So I was like, well, I'll just go to dinner. It'll be fine. You know, I've got my phone. I can check the score. I can, we'll be home by the second half. It'll all be good. And then when there was a pick six, I was like, oh no, this is just the Lord's protection, really, that I'm away, that I'm not in it. And so it gave me the ability to be a little bit more detached than, than maybe what I would have been if I had just been at home. So, but here's the thing. We had every opportunity to win that game. You know, we had 2 4th-and-1s in the fourth quarter. We just could not get in a rhythm on offense. And so, I don't know what that's about, but I have a feeling Mike Leach will try to solve the problem this week. So,
Here's the good news is if you have an offensive problem, Mike Leach is going to fix it. You know what I mean? I feel confident, and I think it's always a little bit rocky. Like, I feel like right now as an Aggie fan, what we're going through is a lot of people are like questioning Jimbo and all that stuff. And listen, I may be one of those people, but what I'm just saying, I don't know. It's just a question mark.
You're just looking at all the possibilities, maybe.
That's exactly right. I'm just looking at kind of all, because I'm like, it's a real low for the state of Texas football in general. And I say Texas as a collective whole, that once again, I think this is the second season in a row that there is a time that SMU is the only ranked Texas team in the top 25. That should never be a real thing. Like, that should never. And listen, I get that they play in a weaker conference, but still, they beat a ranked Memphis team.
Yes.
And in the meantime, Baylor lost, the Longhorns lost, Texas Tech lost. It's just, it's dark times is what I'm telling you. So you start to question all the things and you start to think, is this, are we getting a product that's worth $75 million? But it's like somebody said, even Saban went 7-5 his third year, not at Alabama, but somewhere that he had been. And so sometimes it takes some time.
When you said that, I was like, somewhere he did. Maybe at Michigan State. Yeah, maybe Michigan State.
I think at Michigan State. And so, you know, it's what I'm saying is that football is like life. There are highs, there are lows. There are my friend Ashley, who's a huge Aggie football fan like me, and she came to church on Sunday morning. She sat down next to me and she was like, How are you feeling? And I said, I was expecting to lose. I said, so that, and she was like, yeah, me too. And I said, that helps. And she was like, yeah. And she said, I think I had decided that maybe I had made Aggie football kind of an idol in my life. Right. And this is the Lord removing that. And I was like, yeah, but I was like, but it doesn't seem like it, a lot of people have football as an idol in their life in Tuscaloosa. And it doesn't seem like that ever affects them.
Right. The Lord is not interested in removing the houndstooth idol. He is only interested in removing maroon and white idols, apparently.
That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it. And mm-hmm. so I'm, you know, it's like, so I feel like I can't take that all on myself. I don't think that I'm the reason, because I'm like, it seems like a lot of schools, Clemson, for instance, you know, nobody there. There's no idol issue there. So I'm just kind of with you. I mean, football is kind of a dumb game. And then to add insult to injury, that my favorite player name of the year, Kavasige Smoke, is apparently now out for a couple of weeks with a rib injury. So
bless him.
I will say
State plays Kentucky this next week. And you want to talk about a team that is ready for a win. You know what I mean? Like I feel like they're primed for a win. So
yeah.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game. And we play Florida this weekend, and we got the 11. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We got the 11 a.m. kickoff, which Gully texted me when we got that. She said the rest of the season is going to be, we're going to have to get our brunch on for game day, because we're going to be 11 a.m. from here on out. We're going to have that dreaded. Oh, so we have Florida, and I don't really feel great about that necessarily. I mean, so.
Well, you know, hopefully it'll all turn around. And if it doesn't, then we'll maybe have room for a new hobby or something. I don't know.
Hey, y'all, it's me taking a quick break to tell you about Hydrant, because staying hydrated is crucial for a healthy lifestyle. Just this weekend, we were playing soccer and it was so hot even for October. And I thought, we have to make sure that we're staying hydrated, because like I always tell Caroline, staying hydrated increases your brain power, it boosts your productivity, it prevents headaches, and increases your focus. It improves your skin and your mood, and it helps your digestion and gives you energy. But the issue is, how much water should you drink each day? 10 cups? A gallon? Nobody wants to drink that much water, which is why we love Hydrant. It helps you hydrate faster. Hydrant has created a refreshing electrolyte powder that you mix directly into water to more efficiently and effectively hydrate your body. It hydrates you quickly, it keeps you going for longer, because it has four essential electrolytes that your body needs: sodium, potassium, magnesium, and zinc. It packs a punch to help your body hydrate fast and stay hydrated. It's made with real fruit juice powder, and it's delicious and refreshing. It comes in a variety of flavors, including a new keto-friendly lemonade and pink grapefruit with no added sugar and only 2 grams of carbs. And here's what we're really excited about. Hydrant just introduced its new immunity line, perfect for this season's cold and flu season. It's available in either lemon ginger or hot apple cider. It has 1,000-plus milligrams of vitamin C, plus B6, B12, and D, which are the essential vitamins and minerals, with ginger and zinc. The hot apple cider, to me, is the perfect flavor for fall. We love it. So, strengthen your routine no matter the season. It's total immune support. You really need to try it for yourself to see what I'm talking about. It tastes great, and it works. We've got a special deal right now for our listeners to save 25% off your first order. Go to drinkhydrant.com/bigboo or enter our promo code bigboo at checkout. That's drinkhydrant.com/bigboo and enter promo code bigboo for 25% off your first order. drinkhydrant.com/bigboo and enter promo code bigboo to save 25%. Thanks to Hydrant for sponsoring the Big Boo Cast. Hydrant, where water meets wellness. Well, and here's, let me give you, I'm going to offer you some solace where I myself have found some comfort.
Okay.
Whatever happens this year football-wise, there's going to be an asterisk next to it anyway. It's going to be like, it was a weird year.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so I'm like, so it's really for the best that this isn't going to be A&M's championship run year. Because it's going to have a little next to it saying COVID, blah, 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 weird year, whatever. So I'm just, that's what I'm going with.
Now, I did see this past week that Saban said he would be great with a 10-game SEC season. I do wonder if that's foreshadowing of what's to come, which would be, I guess, just 2 non-conference games.
Yeah. Yeah. And maybe you do go to that. I would be fine with that. I like all the SEC schedule. It just makes it a lot harder.
Yeah. I like it too, though. I just like the prime time sort of, the games seem to mean something. I don't know. Not that they don't always mean something, but I like the rivalries.
yeah, it's a little, it's more exciting. It's exciting to kind of see. And there's good games on the whole time, which I love. But I'll tell you the real winner this weekend was Lane Kiffin's suit. I mean, it was the suit.
Oh, Lane Kiffin's suit. I looked at a picture of it this morning. That was a lot of luck. And he came in strong this morning with, he had two motivational cards posted on Twitter.
Mm-hmm. Of course he did.
Made me happy. Mm-hmm. So all that to say, I had a good birthday in the sense of I had a good walk. I went to Nordstrom Rack and returned some things. Mm. I went to Anthropology and returned something, but I found a sweater. And went to had a great dinner, and it was a beautiful day. It was near perfect weather. So it was just the football side of things was not so great. So tell us about Perry's birthday celebration.
Well, we just had, so we really have broken it up into several different components. So Saturday night, we really just had on, like, we had over like his four oldest, we had four couples over that are like his hunting buddies.
Okay.
So it's like the guys that he hunts with. And so, and it was fun. And it was easy because one of them owns, the barbecue station here in San Antonio. And so we had barbecue. So I did not have to cook, but I will tell you what was unfortunate is he wanted a chocolate sheet cake. And so I started making it right before the A&M game started, which was probably not the best call. And so it came out of the oven and I was like, it really looks good. And then I went to go make my icing and I saw the unopened carton of buttermilk in the refrigerator.
I hate that.
Yes, I was so, and I was like, I forgot to put buttermilk in. And so like I cut a little section out because I was like, maybe it tastes okay without the buttermilk. And it wasn't terrible, but I was like, this isn't acceptable. It's got to be, he is turning 50. So you're like, you feel like you got to kind of up your cake games. Mm-hmm. So I had to start all over and make a new cake. And then so what I'm saying is, like I do in so many things, I had perfectly planned out my day and my time down to the letter. And it really didn't work out the way that I had planned. But but we had fun. I mean, it was fun. Most of his hunting guys are, they're probably like 5 years younger than him, five or 6 years younger. But then their wives are, for the most part, all younger than that. So they all have little kids.
Okay.
And so I'm going to tell you that after talking to the wives that night and like listening to them and the little kids, I'm going to say that it made me like really appreciative, number one, of y'all that have young kids at home, especially during this year and how hard it's been. And number two, made me really glad that I do not have one. Cause I was like, it sounds exhausting.
Oh my goodness.
So, cause I want to say like out of that group, I'm trying to think. So they have, so four couples, but between them, I think they have 12 kids. So that's a lot of little kids, but the kids didn't come over. Yeah. The kids did not come over, but I'm just saying, just hearing about the school and the stuff and trying to figure out and the whole deal and the masks and the little kids, I was like, oh God, that sounds terrible. It made me tired.
I'm sure it's a lot of work. A lot.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No doubt.
So we did that. Tomorrow's his real birthday, Tuesday. So I don't know that we'll do anything. And then Wednesday night, our friends that we're in a little small group with are coming over. So we'll do birthday party part two that night. And then that's it. So where did y'all go? Where did y'all go eat? What did you do? Did you buy? What does this sweater look like?
Okay. This sweater, I can't remember if we talked about this sweater or not. It's just a cardigan. It's just a big fluffy cardigan. It's like a tie-dye cardigan. And I'd seen it on the website. It's black and white. It's very basic. And I had looked at it on the website, but when I went in the store to return a dress, it was in the store. And I was like, well.
Oh.
And so I thought, well, happy birthday to me. I'm going to buy myself a sweater. So, and then there was this thing I tried on that was cute, but I couldn't decide what it was. Like I thought it was a dress. And then when I got it on, it had a big like slit up the front and then slits on the sides and in the back. So it was like a really long tunic. To the point that I walked out of the dressing room and said, I don't know how to wear this. I don't know what to do with this. All that to say, I ended up not getting it because I just thought, one, it's too memorable. Like, it's just a really memorable kind of piece of clothing. and I can't wear leggings to work. So I didn't really know where I would wear it.
Yes.
But anyway, so I did that. That was enjoyable. And then we ate dinner at Bellini's, which is where you and I went for our last meal when you were here. So we went there and it was delicious.
Good.
So that was fun. So it was just a really low key kind of birthday.
Yeah.
But I always just like it when my birthday feels like fall, and Saturday felt like fall, you know.
No, that's good.
I went walking in a sweatshirt. I wore a sweater to dinner, you know, it just felt like an October birthday. So that was a good thing for sure. So that's good.
Yeah. That's the downside of the August birthday. Cause I'm gonna tell you, it never has one time felt good on my birthday.
Yeah.
Not one time.
Never a sweater on an August birthday, I feel like.
Nope.
This episode of the Big Boo Cast is brought to you by Magic Spoon. One of my very favorite things my freshman year of college, which is kind of embarrassing to admit, was living in the dorm and realizing that the dining hall had a cereal bar. It's basically what I ate to survive that entire year. I ate all manner of cereals morning, noon, and night, and even late night, because cereal is delicious and easy, and there was such a huge variety to choose from. It was glorious. But then I had to give it up because I realized it was full of sugar and junk that you really shouldn't eat, and it was making my pants sad. And the older I get, the more I'm trying to cut down on carbs, sugar, unhealthy food, all the things I love, and realized I basically can't eat anything anymore that's full of that much sugar. But it's still so important to start your day with a good breakfast, and our favorite thing around here is still a bowl of cereal. That's why we love Magic Spoon. It has zero sugar, 11 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. And it comes in 4 flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry, and it actually tastes good. Honestly, it's kind of too good to be true. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. Basically, it's approved for adults. Caroline loves the frosted flavor, and my personal favorite is the blueberry. You can grab a variety pack and try it today, and be sure to use our promo code at checkout to get free shipping. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. That's a deal. That's magicspoon.com/bigboo and use the code bigboo for free shipping. Again, magicspoon.com/bigboo. Thanks to Magic Spoon for sponsoring the Big Boo Cast.
Nope. And just kind of, it was funny because with Perry, we were talking about, and he was like, so you'll be 50 next August. And I was like, yeah. And he's like, so what do you want to do for your birthday? And I was like, well, we'll be dropping Caroline off at college. He goes, yeah. So, and I was like, yeah. So I'm pretty much going to spend my day in an emotional stupor is probably what's going to be happening at that point.
Bless it.
I know.
You know, I don't get super emotional about all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I just kind of roll with it. I'm not a super sentimental person. I don't spend a lot of time looking back at old pictures and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was walking Saturday morning, and I don't really know what prompted it, but I got super emotional thinking about, well, there were a couple of things. One was when I taught 11th grade English, like it was always a really big deal when the kids would start to put together their teams for Powder Puff, you know, for the game between the girls and boys. And that was always a huge deal. And anyway, so the juniors had their first practice last week, and Alex is one of the coaches. And of course, you know, all the girls who are playing, most of the girls who are playing, I have known for a long time. I've kind of watched them grow up. And there was something about that where I was like, oh, they're like, you know, they're the big kids now.
Yeah.
That was really sweet. And then I haven't figured out, I used to have kids in my office, like all over my office in the mornings before school. And then usually had a big pile of kids in my office at lunch, but we haven't been able to do that because we can't. Hazel is snoring like crazy behind me.
I can't hear it.
I mean, just like she may need a sleep study. But anyway, but we haven't been able to have those big gatherings because we have to distance, you know, anytime your mask is off, you have to be distanced. But we figured out over just kind of the last couple of weeks, I figured out I can get 6 girls in my office distanced. And so like everybody's sitting more than 6 feet apart, we just kind of spread out around the room. And so some of the girls from Alex's grade came in and had lunch with me Thursday. And it was so fun because I haven't been able to do that in so long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I laugh my head off because they're just funny. And so there was something about, I was thinking about that Saturday morning and the football game the night before and the Powder Puff stuff. And I got kind of teary eyed thinking about this little stretch, you know, and so I don't know. And I'm a year behind you in terms of graduation. There's definitely a bittersweet.
Yeah.
To it for sure.
Yeah. It's a weird, like I told Caroline last night, like this Friday, I was like, this Friday is the end of your first 9 weeks. I was like, that means you have three 9 weeks left of high school, which is it's crazy. And I feel like this first 9 weeks went so fast because the first 3 weeks were online. You know, it's like there's been so many things changing. And like we just had our first football game last Friday night or last Thursday night. And so it's such a weird year. So I'm like, in a way, that's made this first 9 weeks go by so much faster than it even would. So it's very strange. Well, and then on the other end of this, so this is kind of an interesting, so a good friend of mine from high school, a guy that I grew up with, and I have so many good memories of him, especially because we went off to A&M as freshmen together and we were both so homesick and we hung out, but he passed away last week.
Oh,
in an accident. And so many of Facebook is like, so many of my high school friends have been, and his funeral was this past Saturday. And so many people have been posting pictures and talking about him and posting old high school pictures and all that stuff. And so it's been funny because it's made me think so much about that time, like, you know, and I had been thinking about him so much anyway, because I think with Caroline going off to school, I had been thinking a lot about my freshman year, and he was such a part of my freshman year. And it's weird because I'm like, in some ways that seems like a whole other lifetime ago. Like that's been so long. But then at the same time, part of me is like, I remember so much of that, like it was yesterday. Like some of these pictures where I'm like, that does not seem like it's been that long ago.
Oh yeah. I know. It's crazy. It's like, it's like this weird, if you think back what you were doing 30 years ago, it just does not feel like it was that long ago. And then you think, well, is it not going to feel that long till I get 30 years down the road? I don't know. Yeah. It's weird.
Time is so weird. I mean, that's kind of.
So apparently I don't know. I got real sentimental and I'm very grateful really because of the fact that, you know, I was at working at least part-time the whole time Alex was in elementary school, and then worked full-time for most of the time he was in elementary school. So I missed a lot. I felt like with, you know, just like being at his school and being with his friends. And so to have had this chunk of time with them has been the sweetest thing, you know, to have had seventh grade until now with them. I feel like I've got to make up for, I don't know, I just have loved getting to be with them. And so it was just sweet.
Yeah.
Just sweet.
I get it. Yeah, I know. It's hard. It's like, I think there's a lot of, and I think, and somebody had told me this, like your senior year too, you're pulling out so many old pictures and stuff for different things and different reasons. So it causes you're in your feelings a lot of time, you know, just because you're reminiscing. And, you know, like we had to do like a yearbook ad, and then it's like, we'll do like a soccer program ad. And it's like, you're pulling out all these like pictures and you're like, golly, like how did that happen so fast?
It's so fast.
I know.
So what else is going on? Anything else to share?
So I started watching. Have you started watching Ted Lasso yet? I know we've had a lot of people message us about Ted Lasso.
No, I thought this weekend I really want to start watching it. And then I can't remember what I got into, but I didn't. I was going to start watching it. The grief of the football game took me out.
I was going to say, you got into the bed. What happened was you got into the bed.
And then last night I really did. I took like at 8:45, I was like, I'm going to take a half a melatonin and call it a night. And so I did, and ended up, it didn't take me long at all to go to sleep. So I just didn't watch anything last night. So,
yeah.
Okay. But I want to watch it.
Well, I watched the first episode. So I watched two things this weekend. I watched the first episode of Ted Lasso, I think on Friday night, I think, after everybody kind of went to bed. I stayed up and watched it, and I loved it. I knew that I would, based on the people who had told me that I would like it. But it's heartwarming. It's not for children, but I'm just going to say, unless I say specifically this is for children, just assume everything I mention is probably not for children.
Right. That's where we are.
That's where we are. But it's cute and it's funny, and I can tell I really liked it. And last night I was so tired, then I couldn't sleep. And so I stayed up and I watched the first episode. Lots of people talk about Emily in Paris, which is a new Netflix show.
Yeah.
And it's Lily Collins, and she, it's written by the same people who wrote Sex and the City, and it's a young girl, Emily, and she goes to Paris to work. So I watched the first episode, and I can tell I'm going to like it.
It's
not for children, but just perfect, like charming, like beautiful clothes, beautiful scenery. She's so cute and likable. She has the eyebrows that everybody wishes they could have. She has great eyebrows. And so anyway, just I can tell it's got promise. So I'm like, I always feel better about life when I have a show to look forward to. And so I'm real happy that I have two. So I don't really like to watch two things at the same time. So I'll probably commit to one first and then the other and watch them that way. But last night I just was more in the mood for Emily in Paris than I was Ted Lasso.
Okay. I would like to watch both of those things.
Yeah. Well, and ironically today I knew I was going to mention them, and then I saw Karen Howell had just posted about both of them. And I was like, see, I feel like I'm always tracking with Karen Howell on TV stuff.
Y'all do tend to watch the same stuff, I feel like. For sure.
So.
Well, I haven't watched anything. I'm still reading Beat Trade. Listen, I'm a slow moving pop culture train right now. This schedule that Reith has got me on,
Listen,
I feel like I finally, you know, she said at some point you're going to hit the wall, and I feel like I finally hit it last week, and I didn't get any writing done this weekend, and I really need to be writing on the weekends. Like I'm struggling. I'm going to push through. You and I have a little trip coming up in a couple of weeks that I feel like is going to be restorative to my soul.
Yes. Yes. Me too.
So maybe I can do some writing then too. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. Maybe there'll be a devotional book next August. Maybe there won't. We'll just have to see.
Listen, maybe we'll still be here. Maybe we'll still be here next August. Maybe we won't. We'll just have to see. So now, do y'all have a long weekend this coming weekend? Do y'all get Monday off?
No, because we have fall break the next. So we go to school next week. We just go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then we're off Thursday, Friday, Monday. And then you and I are out of town. So I actually am out a little later even than the fall break. So,
okay.
So
that'll be a good break.
It will be a good break. So, I'm looking forward to that for sure. So this week I have, the five favorites. How do we feel about our five favorites? How do you feel about our five favorites?
I personally enjoy them because I feel like I hear about things, and I mean, it's probably stuff we maybe, but I like them in a list. Number one, I like a list format. And number two, I don't know. I like them. I feel like they're concise. I like hearing what you like this week. So people can let us know what you think about them. I am a fan.
Okay. Okay. So here's my first favorite of this past week. We're not even going to skim the surface of this deal because it's not that kind of podcast.
No.
But watching the debate with a 17-year-old boy, I'm going to tell you, was a treat. It was just right. That was something else. And I'm going to tell you that the unfiltered commentary of a 17-year-old boy was welcome. It was, there's no bias really in a 17-year-old boy much. It just sort of addresses things as he sees them. But I think I was more, I paced more. I moved around the house more during that debate than I did in the state Arkansas football game, if that tells you anything. It was not maybe my best move for my like general anxiety and my tendency to sometimes get frustrated. But Alex was a delight. And here's what I did think was really good about it and really interesting was so many of his friends were super into it. And you would think, you know, that after everything we've been through as a country this year, that there might be a bent with that age group to apathy, but that is not what I saw. I mean, you know, like they were all kind of sharing their thoughts and opinions and a lot of snapping back and forth and all that kind of stuff, but they were excited to watch, you know, and excited to listen. And I thought that was some hope and all of that.
Yeah, I think that's good. See, and I feel like given everything going on this year, I feel like everybody's paying more attention than they ever have because there's, you know what I mean? Like, because I see that with Caroline and her friends, like there's just an awareness of everything because I think you're getting older. But I really think, I firmly believe that I think just about everything with a 17-year-old is better. It's just a really, it's a new take on life. It's a new level of sarcasm.
It really is. It's a good age. Man, is it a good age.
It really is. It really, hold on, moms, if you're just, because I'm going to tell you, 17 is a delight.
It really is. It's so fun. God. So, and you're kind of too, I think part of the reason why it's fun, 16 was not bad, but 16, you're like, you're getting used to them driving, and that's a whole new level of 17. You've got a year of that under your belt a little bit. On both sides, you know, like as a parent, and then they've got a year of it under their belt. And I don't know, they're a little bit more settled into who they are.
Yeah. And
I don't know. It's fun when you think, oh, I like who you are. I like, you know, like we had a thing last week with Alex where I was like, he's his own man. Like, you know what I mean? You just don't ever know, but he's his own man. And I love that about him. Okay. Second thing, I mentioned this earlier, but my second favorite thing from this past week was that I got to have lunch with the girls at school a couple of different times. Just listen, for me to sit in a room and just to hear this voice, oh my God, makes me so happy. And at one point, I don't know, like somebody came in at one point last week and was like, I'm just here because I just need to cry. What do you what's wrong? I don't know. Like, just, it's just, I don't know. It's funny. Felt really normal and so good. Like just to listen to them cut up and to be able to laugh. And
that's good.
So that's been I'm glad that we figured out a way to distance in my office because I like having them at lunch for sure.
Well, yeah, that's a huge part of your job. I mean, getting to be around them and all that, you know, it's like, yeah, it's the whole thing of everything that feels, because like I said, we had our first football game Thursday night and like just sitting in the stands with everybody and seeing people and whatever. Cause I mean, it was people that I haven't seen in months. Cause the only time I ever see them is at a school event or something like that. And it was like, just anything that feels normal. You're like, oh, this is so nice to just be sitting here doing something normal.
Yeah. 100%. So my third thing is, as you know, as I've mentioned, I've grown fond of dresses in the year of our Lord 2020.
But yes.
One of the things about dresses is you always want to make sure you've got on the right, that your undergarment situation is good. And I have decided that I like more even than regular Spanx. I like the Assets by Spanx that are at Target.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. I don't know if you've tried them ever.
I think I have, but I can't remember.
But they're just a little thinner. Look at it when you take it out of the package and you think there's no way this is going over a toe. Like this is not going to skim even a foot, but they're stretchy. I don't know. They're just a little less thick, a little more, I feel a little more breathable. I really like them and they're less expensive. So they come in all configurations. You know, you can get something that's got like a highline situation. You can get a full, almost legging. You can get something that comes down to your knees. You can get something that's mid thigh, all kinds of different configurations, whatever you prefer, but they're great under dresses. I like them a lot.
Okay. That's good to know. That's a good tip.
Yeah. And you know, you can pick them up. Like you can place your order on the app and swing by and pick them up 2 hours later, which I'm always a fan of that.
Yeah.
Not having to go in the store. Fourth thing, candles, as we all know, are very important in the fall. And Melanie has mentioned how much she loves the Pickwick and Company, the leather, tobacco and woods candle, which is, you know, I ordered one that day when we were recording the episode and it is delightful. So I also tried recently one of their candles that's called Tambati Wood. And here's what it says it has. Spiced tambati wood, black peppercorn, chokeberry, leather and tobacco accords, and black patchouli. So it's got it's a little spicier than the leather, tobacco, and woods candle, which translates, it's a little bit sweeter, but it is such a pleasant scent. And I will say, the second I started to burn it, David loved it. Like, it's still got that masculine scent to it, but just a little spicier. I don't know how to explain it, but it's delightful. So,
okay. Well, I feel like I'm going to order that and try that. That sounds really good. I was laughing because when you were reading out the ingredients, I was like, this sounds remarkably like something I would use on my face. It sounds like all the
peppercorn,
chokeberry. It has the essence of spiced tambati wood that was farmed from a tree farm in the region of Tambodi. I don't even know if that's
right. I don't even know. I don't even know if I'm saying it right. But apparently that wood has a spicier smell. I don't know. But it smells great is what I will say. I'm not good at explaining smells, but I will just tell you that I'm picky when it comes to smells. And this one clears all bars with me. I love it.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to order that when we get off. I'm not going to click anything right now because I'm afraid it's going to set my microphone off worse.
Well,
so I'm going to hold on.
Okay. And then my fifth thing, and this is maybe becoming a little bit of an obsession because of my arch issues, because I really am trying to find it, but I'm a little obsessed right now with Chelsea boots, which Chelsea boots are the ones that have like elastic on either side, like it's leather. And then they've got like elastic embedded on the sides so that you get some stretch in the boot. And they usually have a hook you can put your finger through to help pull them up on your foot. But they are so cute and they're everywhere right now.
Yes, I'm looking at these. I really like them.
So Melanie's looking at where I listed the ones that I'm going to put in the show notes, and so she can see the links right now. But I really have, there's a kind called the Dale Chelsea boots that are on Anthropologie's website that I spent some time yesterday looking at. But here's the thing. They're taller, they're higher than just like an ankle boot. And so I am not at all convinced I can get my foot into them, like with my arch situation, but they're so cute. And I love that notched heel that they have.
Yes.
They're so cute. So the Dale Chelsea boots at Anthropologie. And then there's also one called the Dolce Vita brand, but the Huey Suede Chelsea boots they look like you to me, Melanie. They're great looking.
Let me see. Oh yeah. Yep, those are going on my list. Yep, I love those. Oh my gosh, yes.
So I was afraid to order them because I don't know what it's like to try to exchange shoes with Anthropologie and at the store and all that. So then that led to me looking at Nordstrom Rack. So here's what I found. Nordstrom Rack has a huge selection. It's just that they're a little picked over size wise. So you just will have to get in there and dig a little bit on the website to find them. But here's what I found is that if you like a wooden block heel more than you like this like notched rubber heel, I think that notched rubber heel is so cute. Summer wedges, but there's there's also one on Nordstrom Rack that I'll link to that's got a wooden block heel that's so cute. And then I ended up ordering, is it sorrel? Is that how you say it?
I think so. That's how I say it.
So I ordered from Nordstrom Rack, the Sorrel Lala cutout booty, which has that notched heel, but it's not a Chelsea boot, but it's a cute booty. And I know my foot will go.
Yeah.
And then I figure at some point when I go into a store and try on shoes again, I'll see what I can pull on my foot or what kind of Chelsea boot my foot will fit into. But they're so cute. And if I were more certain of how my foot would respond, I would have ordered some already, but I haven't.
Yeah. Well, let me assure you that Anthropologie is very generous with all their returns in their store, shoes.
I've never ordered, well, maybe I've ordered shoes from there, but I've never returned shoes there. So anyway, but I think they're so cute. And I haven't looked at Nordstrom yet, because Nordstrom or Nordstrom Rack, I can take back to the Nordstrom Rack down the street. So that's easy breezy. But
for sure.
But I have set my sights on the boot I want, or the booties I want for the fall of 2020. And I've just got to find the right pair.
Okay. I really, really like those suede ones. Those are really good looking.
I felt that, like you might.
Yes. That
how cute
feels,
would those be? With just some skinny jeans and a big sweater.
And that's pretty much my uniform. Yeah.
Or leggings and a big sweater. That'd be so cute with leggings.
Yeah. Well, and I will say, I have seen, now I don't know about in store, but Target also has some really cute ones, because I had seen them there and I had wondered if that was, sometimes I like to try a starter boot at Target, you know, like in a
front. That's a good idea.
Because they're like $40, where it's like, I try them to see how much I like them. And then before I make the bigger commitment. So just know that.
I think you need to trademark the phrase starter boot.
Yeah. A starter boot.
I think you need to trademark that, because that's a good piece of advice. Especially with these Chelsea boots. I've never worn this kind of boot before. I could start out with a Target option. That's an easy return if they don't work.
Yeah.
And I think I'm gonna pursue that later tonight when I get home from this JV football game. I'm gonna dig in there.
I recommend it. That has really worked out well for me. Those are my two shopping philosophies. Number one, sometimes I start out with a cheaper version of something that I think I really want before I spend the big money. And then I determine, oh no, I do wear these a lot, so I can upgrade. And then sometimes it's gone the other way, where I'm like, you know what? This was good. This is not for me. And then, you know, then I also do the thing where it's like, am I still thinking about it later?
Yeah. And that's been my thing with these, is I have been thinking about them now for about a month.
Yeah.
That's what happened to me with that Farm Rio skirt that you sent my way.
Yes.
You know, just every once in a while, something will really capture your imagination. And
yeah, that's right.
That's where I am with the Chelsea boots, is that I'm going to have to try them in some form or fashion. But I did order that little cutout booty because I thought, oh, I'll wear the fire out of that to school.
Yes. Those look like you to me. Those are darling. Mm-hmm. And I will say that I have had really good luck. I think I have three different pairs of sorrel boots now. And like, I wear the heck out of them in the wintertime. Like, they're so comfortable. Like, they're my favorites.
But you know what gets in my head now? And this is a new thing, but it's a real thing, so I'll go ahead and just say, is I lately, when I have been shopping online, I'll see something and I'll think, that's so cute. And then my next thought is, am I too old to wear that?
I know. Yeah.
So that's kind of where I got in my head with the Chelsea boots. Those are so cute. Am I too old for those? Like, nobody's looking at me in my leggings and my oversized sweater thinking that I'm just like a kicky young single girl walking the streets of New York City to go back to my flat in Soho. Like, I'm just a mom, and the mom of an older kid. I just like finding the balance and all that of wanting to be like, I like to dress in a way that's kind of up to date, but I can't be so trendy that I look ridiculous. Like, I don't want to be the mom and Mean Girls. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and maybe if you get a Starbucks coffee and hold it with both hands when you're wearing them, because I feel like,
yeah,
a lot of people do that because I feel like it signifies like I'm cute and young, like here I am holding my Starbucks.
Well, my hands are so cold. My hands are really cold because it's cold, y'all. I'm so cold.
And so I'm warming them up with this like venti, like triple latte with one pump and extra almond milk, but hot with no water. And
that's right. The whole thing.
Yeah. With some extra pumpkin spice. So, but yes, I get what you're saying. I worry. I feel like the places that I got, but see, I think a boot is a different thing. I think you can totally, to me, a shoe is not a, I think if your skirt, I think you get to a certain age where it's like your skirt length needs to be a little bit shorter. I mean, a little bit longer if you're older.
Yeah. I've been there since I was 30. I mean, like that, you know, but I you know what, here's where I get in my head. So when I was in college, My mama was, I think she was 55 when I went to college, or 56. She was somewhere in there. And so I think sometimes, because now Alex is getting toward the end of high school, I think, what was mama wearing when I was in, you know, like,
yeah,
not what I'm wearing, but the styles were so different and things were much dressier then, you know, things are so casual now, but I just don't want to look like I'm trying so hard that it's comical. So, which is where
I get that.
Another reason why I didn't get that tunic dress. So I'm mindful of what can I pull off and what can I not pull off. So,
yeah. And it's hard. And I think that we come from, like, in college, we were wearing like lace collars and socks with loafers and pleated walking shorts.
Accurate.
So it was such a weird, like, you look back at everything was so much frumpier then that it's such a new day. I think it's hard. It's like, I mean, I think now, like, for me, I kind of pay attention to, like, I'm like, I don't need jeans with, like, holes all down the front of my jeans. Like, that doesn't really work. But I think leggings and sweaters and a cute pair of boots, I think that's kind of a timeless, ageless thing.
Okay. Thank you for your encouragement.
That's what I'm going to say. Perry had been looking for, he wanted a pair of shoes. He's on the look for, and I'm terrible about picking out, like, men's shoes and stuff like that. And Perry doesn't normally care about any of that stuff. But he was like, I would really like a pair of shoes that, like, aren't dress shoes, but aren't sneakers, but aren't my boots, like, to wear with jeans. Mm-hmm. And, like, he's got some casual pants that he wears and whatever. And he's like, just like a loafer type thing, but he doesn't want a loafer because it's got to be a lace up. And so we kind of went through this whole thing. So I ended up ordering, my friend Jamie said, order him these Cole Haan whatever. And they kind of look like dress shoes, but they have they're kind of like your Paul Green sneakers. They have like a sneaker sole. Yeah. So I ordered them for Perry and he got them in, and he's real particular because he's got high arches and the whole thing. He's got weird feet. So he's real particular about his feet and his shoes. So he kind of had them on and I was like, well, I like the way they look. I said, I think they look good. I said, they kind of whatever. And so Caroline came in about that time from soccer and he goes, hey, what do you think about these shoes? And she goes, I like the shoes. She said, it's just kind of off-putting to see them on you.
So is he going to keep them?
Oh, no. And we'd kind of already decided he wasn't going to keep them because he didn't think that they were that comfortable. And they just, I knew what she was saying because she and I are the same, is it's just, he's a boot guy. Like,
yeah.
It's just, that's all he's ever worn. And so I'm like, I totally knew what she said by they're off putting on you. Cause I'm like, they just don't look like him. Like, It's like he was playing dress up.
Would he wear Olakai's? Would he do those?
He might. I told him, I said, you're just going to have to go in a store. I said, this is something I can't do for you. And you're going to have to go in a store and I can't figure this out. Like, we're going to know it when we see it.
But right.
He doesn't want like a sneaker. He's like, no, that looks stupid.
Yeah.
And so he's real picky, but I like him in his boots. That's all he's ever worn since I've known him. If he's not in running shoes or in work shoes, you know? So anyway,
all the guys in our small group really like the Olakai's. That's a separate discussion for a separate time, but they do really like the Olakai's. So,
okay. Well, maybe we'll look into that. So,
okay. All right. Well,
all right.
I'm going to head out to the JV football game. Melanie is going to continue to consider whether or not she needs a computer or chairs. And we'll update y'all next week.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Okay, thanks, y'all. Bye, everybody.